I'm talking with Mein Arikat. He's the coordinator general of the PLO's negotiating affairs department. You're here in Washington for meetings. You're here to prepare the ground for the next administration. What are your expectations of the Obama administration in terms of shepherding the peace process?
Well, from the initial signs that we are getting, the signals that they are sending directly from the president-elect himself, we are hopeful that once this administration is up and running, that the president-elect and his team, his foreign policy team, will continue to be engaged in the efforts to make peace in the Middle East and would somehow increase that level of engagement. So I have to admit that we are hopeful from the initial signals that we have been receiving, and we hope that it will be translated into real steps on the ground.
One of the things that you have mentioned earlier was your wish that there would be some kind of an implementation mechanism, a mechanism that would monitor the implementation of the first phase of the roadmap. Could you elaborate and explain what it is that you expect?
I mean, you know that one of the generals who were assigned by the United States government, General Fraser, was supposed to submit a report to the U.S. administration on the compliance of the two parties under the phase one of the roadmap. We don't know what happened to that report. It was submitted, but it was never revealed. I think we need to have a more transparent mechanism that can really identify the party or parties who are violating their obligations under the roadmap. In our, from our viewpoint, I think the issue of the settlement freeze, including natural growth in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, is a very important issue, and we would like to see a better mechanism to enhance that freeze.
Another issue that you referred to was the Arab League's peace initiative. The Palestinian Authority has tried to, and has actually, reached out to the Israeli public directly on the Arab peace initiative. What is the potential that you see in the Arab peace initiative for pushing forward the peace process?
The Arab peace initiative is in my view, is an historic step. I mean, it tells the Israelis straightforward. If you end the occupation, if there is a fair, just solution to the Palestinian refugee problem, we, the Arabs, the 22 Arab countries, and the 57 Islamic countries are willing to make peace. You are talking about 1.2 billion people. You are talking about a new dawn, not only in the Middle East, but actually in world politics. I think Israelis need to read between the lines of the Arab Peace Initiative and understand that it does provide a historic opportunity to end this conflict once and for all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.